The Lausche building at the Ohio State Fair resembles a furniture factory as young people are sawing and nailing wood together, showing judges their carpentry skills. Handmade wood tables, chests, and beds are on display, and the students who've made them stand near their projects like proud parents. Dalton Spiker of Muskingum County made a jewelry armoire.
It's where you can put all your jewelry and stuff, like the doors open, you hang your necklaces, and the drawers open and put your rings and stuff in.
Spiker says it took many hours for him to make the armoire, but he says he's learned a lot from the process, and he says those skills are coming in handy around the house.
Something broke on the cabinet of Mom's, and Dad wasn't home, so I went ahead and fixed it when he wasn't home, so he didn't have to fix it when he got home from work.
Learning new skills is the goal of these 4-H projects. Alan Ock is the program manager for Ohio 4-H Development. He says woodworking is just one of the many projects represented at the fair.
Some of the other things we have are like our food and nutrition event. You know, everybody will get to test their food and nutrition skills and their knowledge. We have a communications day, which kids will actually do a demonstration on how to do something that they've learned how to do and want to tell others how to do that demonstration. We have a 4-H fashion review, which, you know, people actually make clothing, and then we have two fashion reviews, or style shows, I should say, during the day for 3 days that, you know, some atypical type projects. And then a lot of our interest is in the natural resources area. We probably have about 650 kids that are in those areas kind of conserving our, kind of learning how to conserve our natural resources and learning stuff about the environment and those kind of things.
Ock could go on and on with a long list of projects at the fair that you don't normally hear about in the news. He admits most of the attention goes to the livestock contests at the fair, but he says these other 4-H projects are just as interesting, even if they aren't as lucrative.
The top class winner in each of these classes get a clock trophy winner. Sometimes that's just as much as getting the thousands of dollars for selling your steer at the sale of champions, but, you know, monetarily wise, they don't get that money here.
The 4-H'ers who are involved in hundreds of these projects hope to steer fairgoers in to watch all of the non-livestock competitions as well. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.